Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves with our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, so take advantage of it. freetalklive.com. I think we still have Dave on the line. Dave in New Hampshire. Or Dave in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, as you know, I work in Massachusetts, but I live in New Hampshire.
You do. What's
and
up?
And I'm south of the border at the moment. But I have a New Hampshire Real ID update.
Oh, really? Is it good news?
Well, it's sort of. Okay. There's not a great deal to report in terms of what's changed legislatively. I just wanted to read to you a letter to the editor that I wrote, which deals with the issue of mobilizing Christians on this issue, and I want your Christians in the audience to hear this.
Which editor did you write this to?
I wrote it to the union leader.
Got it.
Yeah, but here's how it goes. It's called Real ID, Where Are the Churches? At the big Concord rally, the Concord, New Hampshire rally, against Real ID this spring, all kinds of groups came together. Liberals, libertarians, conservatives, all united in their desire to keep Washington from branding and tracking New Hampshire residents with an Orwellian identity card. But churches and religious organizations were not much in evidence at the rally, nor do they seem to be in the fight yet. This makes no sense. Devout Christians and Bible-believing pastors in particular are the natural enemy of Real ID, because its people-tracking potential brings us even closer than we already are to a mark of the beast system, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Revelations 13:17. Christian people, I'm almost done. We are at least two-thirds of the way to a fulfillment of this prophecy. At the critical moment, will you watch from the Coliseum benches as libertarians lead this charge against the beast, or will you join the fight? If the former, may your chains rest lightly upon you. If the latter, call me, or come to the nhfree.com forums and join us there. As we organize, with or without you, our continuing opposition to this mark precursor.
Now, let's be fair, Dave. I saw some of the footage from the protest that you were talking about, the rally. And there absolutely was a Christian component. There was a gentleman who, as I understand it, was a pastor of a church in New Hampshire, and he got all dressed up in the garb that people wore back in the late 1700s, and he gave a speech and everything. So there's some people in the game, just not a lot of them.
There was some, just not enough. They're really, yeah, like you said, I knew about that guy. There was just one. And I guess one of the ladies who's leading the charge on this is a Christian. But there's just very little grassroots Christian organization, very little church involvement in this kind of thing. And you would think that they would be up in arms in the streets. I mean, they will freak out over something like a Terri Schiavo issue or an abortion clinic being in the town. But when something like this comes along, they're really going to bring every single Christian closer to having to accept a mark.
From what I've seen of Christian activism in politics, it just seems to be that the Christians that are out there active and lobbying for political change are always lobbying to shove their moral systems down somebody's throat. I mean, it's very rare that you see Christian groups coming out in advocacy of pro-freedom positions. And actually, I asked this question of a Christian that called in last week, because we know that there are a lot of Christians that listen to Free Talk Live that are libertarians. They understand the principles of liberty and freedom. So we know this constituency is out there, Dave, and you're sort of asking the same question that I did, and that is, where are you? And I asked the caller before, where is the pro-liberty Christian organization? There isn't even such a thing, to my knowledge.
I don't even care if they're pro-liberty overall. If they just stand up for themselves
but
on just one issue, that would be enough.
Oh, no, I understand what you're saying, but we've talked to enough Christians that believe in liberty on a principled basis. Where's their organization? Why don't they have, you know, a group that can go out and lobby other Christians to come on board with the libertarian movement? I mean, there's enough of them out there. Why isn't it somebody has come up with this idea? Somebody come up with someone that can have a spokesperson to go on CNN, to go on these talking head shows and give the Christian perspective on liberty-related issues. It just doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, you get a lot of Christian perspectives on liberty-related issues that are not pro-liberty.
Well, exactly. And that's why
I think a lot of Christians have just integrated into the Libertarian Party or into the Free State Project. I'm a Christian. The Baron, the president, is a Christian. You know, there are a lot of Christians in the project.
Right, but do you understand the importance of what I'm proposing here? And I'm not a Christian. I'm an atheist. But the importance of what I'm proposing is to have a Christian group out there to stand up and say, hey, we're Christians, but we don't agree with what these guys say that they want. These other so-called Christians that want to, you know, force new laws on people, want to make bigger and bigger government, support real ID, that sort of thing. A counterpoint, a Christian counterpoint to the kind of Christian propaganda, anti-freedom propaganda that's out there today. I think it'd be a great group.
You get anti-freedom propaganda from Christians on the left and Christians on the right. And yeah,
that's
it would be nice if there was that, but that's missing everywhere. I mean, you look in the media, whenever they report on any issue, they just get the left and the right.
The
pro-liberty argument rarely even gets into the media on anything.
You're correct about that, but that's not a reason to not create a group like this. You're just sort of stating the status quo. That's not a reason to stay away from this. I mean, if indeed we could move this, you know, move the country along in a more pro-liberty direction, then that would be a perfect opportunity for this group to stand up and say, hey, we can comment. Hey, CNN, you know, we're available to comment on these issues, not just Ralph Reed and Pat Robertson and those guys. That's
you know, if there was a Christian person in Florida or Georgia or Massachusetts or something like that, and they could choose a way to get active, I would rather they just join the Free State Project rather than starting a whole new group. We've got enough libertarian groups. We just need people to concentrate in the ones that are already effective.
I was looking at it on a nationwide basis, not necessarily just the Free State Project. But
well, that's the thing. If we look at things on a nationwide basis, we lose because
I'm like you. I've pretty much given up on saving the nation. I hope it happens for the best of them. But as far as I'm concerned, as long as we can save New Hampshire, then that's what's important to me. So I agree.
I'm kind of thinking about this this concept that we were talking about a little bit earlier, and the question is: would the Christians be howling at the moon if Bill Clinton, under Bill Clinton's administration, we were enacting real ID?
Yeah.
Or is it because it's George Bush in office and we don't have to worry about anything
he's a good
government,
Christian.
The government might be doing? We must push through our agenda. We have to get rid of gay marriage. We have to make sure that nobody can abort a fetus anywhere on the planet. You know, like they have to. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they just, you know, they're more excited about taking away other people's rights than they are for standing up for their legitimate Christian rights that they have.
Yeah. Sounds like they need to get in touch with their Christian principles. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, as always. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
You know, Mark, you're talking about we've got to push through our agenda to outlaw gay marriage and to not let people have abortions. What's even scarier to me is that there's also a Christian group that is lobbying and pushing to outlaw, and they're getting larger and larger, pushing to outlaw forms of contraception.
Really? Totally? Outlawed?
To outlaw contraceptive
I have not heard about
practices and devices and products. Yes.
Would it be possible for you to find out what group that is?
Yeah, I can do
that. A little bit more information about that, because that's really outrageous. How insane would that be if something like that actually came to pass?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are already, the Catholic town here in Florida that's being built,
right.
Ave Maria, Florida, the ownership, the consortium that owns that town.
Privately owned, yeah.
Yeah, it's a privately owned city. They're going to give preference to drugstores that don't sell contraceptive devices,
correct,
because they don't want contraceptives being sold in their town.
And that's their prerogative, because
right,
then they're all consenting to it, and that's fine. I have no objection.
But if there's a large enough group to start and run a town already doing that, mm-hmm, there are also groups that are pushing to have their own towns and then their own state governments and things like that outlaw contraceptives for everyone, regardless of what their beliefs are.
Because those counties in America that have outlawed alcohol, dry counties, they're really successful in stopping people from getting
drunk. Nobody gets drunk there.
Stupid.
In Lynchburg, Tennessee, where the Jack Daniel's distillery is.
That's a dry county?
It's a dry county. And, boy,
you're allowed to manufacture it, just not drink it, huh?
Right, exactly.
That's the craziest thing. I can't imagine how they keep it dry. I mean, don't they want to vote on that?
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll try to get some more information about this group that is pushing to ban contraceptives, to make that contraband absolute insanity. More details on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them totally free. So enjoy. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
So, we were just talking with Dave a moment ago about where are the Christians? Where are the pro-liberty, liberty-loving Christians out there? The ones that talk a great game about being principled and supporting freedom, and they're out there. We know they exist. They listen to this show. But why aren't they forming groups? Why aren't they forming organizations to promote not only their Christianity, but also principled positions on freedom-related issues? They just don't exist. Why aren't these groups being formed? Well, because maybe most Christians aren't really pro-liberty. Maybe there just aren't that many out there. What do you think the percentage is? We're totally speculating here, but of the so-called Christians, how many of them are actually principled pro-liberty libertarian?
Well, that's the same
1%?
Amount.
Less than 1%?
The same amount of people that are atheists or any other particular group of people that you might want to pick.
I don't know that I can agree with you on that one.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because a lot of the people who are especially devout Christians have been growing up living according to a doctrine that imposes control on you and encourages imposing control on others.
But Christians belong to a party that at the very least pays lip service to, not saying that they do, pays lip service to concepts like liberty and freedom. And he said the word principled. So
he also said principled pro-liberty.
Right. I don't think that has any bearing on anything. All the libertarians I talk to are Christians.
Okay.
Okay, but they're not forming groups. So what we have here is a bunch of groups in America that are made up of the anti-liberty Christians, like this one,
the
ALL.
Yes, the American Life League. Prior to the break, I had mentioned that there are groups who are actively trying to fight against any and all forms of contraception, not just abortion as a means of, not having to deal with a baby, but any form of even preemptive contraception, condoms, birth control pills,
right?
The morning after pill, anything like that, or
one of those
vaccines.
One of those good things about being a Protestant is the ability to use a prophylactic.
Good thing you're not Catholic. That's helpful.
Well, according to this woman, and I know you've got something from their website, but I just want to read the one quote that Johnson sent me from the president of this organization, just to give you the mindset of these people, what we're going to be delving into here, Mark. Judy Brown, president of the American Life League, says, quote, "We see a direct connection between the practice of contraception and the practice of abortion." She's battled abortion for 27 years, but like others, she now has a larger
mission. I see a direct connection that if you got rid of contraception, you would have more abortions.
She says.
I mean, yeah, lady, you're an idiot. You've battled the ghosts in your mind.
Now give her a chance. She says, "The mindset that invites a couple to use contraception is an anti-child mindset. So when a baby's conceived accidentally, the couple already have this negative attitude toward the child. Therefore, seeking an abortion is a natural outcome. We oppose all forms of conception."
Contraception. No, they do not oppose any. They encourage all forms of conception.
Contraception. Excuse me.
She wants just to get into people's bedrooms. She wants to stick her hand down your pants and be able to control your genitals.
She thinks that everybody should be pro-child. She's
right.
Saying that
you should only be having sex with somebody you intend to have
right.
a child with, and of course you should have had a marriage ceremony. So therefore, any other sex that might be going on, whether it's going to go on or not. Not, lady. And, whether it's going to go on or not, she just thinks we should, do whatever it is that we can prevent it. This woman is the kind of person that would make blue laws.
She wants lots of laws, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, since we're talking about the American Life League, I'm looking at their website to try and get some information for us to talk about here.
Right.
And they've got T-shirts for sale on their site. And
that's good crap.
They have an ad for their T-shirts up in the upper right-hand corner, and so I just opened them. They've got a T-shirt on, big white letters, "Abortion is mean." I don't know. That just made me laugh really hard when I thought, that's it, "Abortion is mean."
So this woman believes that
a conversation starter.
Certainly is. I'd wear that.
She believes that if you are having sex, you should only be having sex for the purposes of having children.
Yes, I mean, she does.
And that's outrageous. And I have a vasectomy, which means that I get to have sex purely for pleasurable purposes. And she would just absolutely hate somebody like me, wouldn't she?
I think that she might. You have an anti-child attitude.
Right, and because what she's calling this whole contraception movement, the increased use of condoms and birth control pills and
right.
fertility vaccines and vasectomies and stuff like that.
People planning their future.
Yeah, what she's calling that is it's an attack on human procreation.
Stop it. We've had enough procreation. Stop. I'm not saying we're overpopulating. That's not my argument at all. It's just that there's so many kids sitting in adoption houses in orphanages out there in the foster system. I think it's absolutely insane to be adding extra ones on top of it.
I'd have to agree. Of course, she might have a problem with that because, you know, there is a long wait for adoption if, in fact, you want to adopt a lily white kid.
I see.
Yeah, you want a perfect, healthy lily white kid. It's going to take you about 10 years to do that.
So, Torgo, have you managed to dig up anything else of interest on this site? I don't know if we've actually had a chance to find any more outrageous commentary from these fools.
Well, what they've got is, when you go to their website, they've got an issues section, all of the things that, you know, that concern them as an organization, which any good organization has. You know, abortion, bioethics, because they're against, you know, genetic engineering and stem cell research, birth control, euthanasia, things of that nature. And under their birth control section, they've got it broken down, and they really go into detail about everything. You know, they've got a link between birth control in general and abortion, how the birth control pill can cause early abortions. And so, for example, the fertility vaccine, they've got fertility. You know, you can get the shot that lasts like 3 or 4 months or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't remember the name of it, but
I just like to say it. I actually administered one of those shots once.
Really? She's going on about how that's just an abortion shot. Because what happens is it inhibits a particular hormone, but it doesn't stop the woman from getting pregnant. An egg will still get fertilized. It's just then her immune system will kill that fertilized egg. That's how the shot works. It doesn't stop you from releasing an egg.
Well, it's not an abortion shot.
Nope.
It's a miscarriage shot.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. It's not a miscarriage shot because...
Not in their mind.
No, because you've gone out of your way to make sure that your body will kill a living baby.
But they did it in a natural fashion.
No. You injected something
in your butt. Yeah, no, that's an abortion shot, sir.
I have to disagree.
I'm talking about Judy here at American Life League. That's an abortion shot.
No.
That's somebody who said, I will make sure that if I get pregnant, I kill all of my babies right out of the box.
I've pulled up their issues under their issues section, pro-life urban legends, and I haven't had a chance to review them all, but the first one is that abortion is necessary in cases of rape or incest. And they say that rape and incest are crimes, and those who commit them should be punished. But why do even some pro-life people say a death sentence should be imposed on the culprit's child? Any child in the womb, regardless of how life began, is the most innocent of human beings.
You know, I have to agree with her, except that I don't think that you should be forced to carry that child to term.
And one of the other so-called urban legends is that pro-lifers are violent people, and they say that's not the case. But I say they are. We'll explain. Coming back, it's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live, and that means you can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Invite you to our website. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, where there's over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in there and change them around. You can add to it. It's totally user-editable and configurable. wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're angry at Ian for having had a vasectomy and therefore working against human procreation, you can, you know, go write bad things about him on his wiki page.
You certainly could. Wiki.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the American Life League. You just happened to mention it, Torgo, that there's some organization out there, and there's probably more than one, but
there's several, yeah,
that we know about, that is advocating a total ban on contraceptive devices. Condoms, other kinds of birth control pills, variety, whatever's out there to prevent you from getting pregnant, these people want to outlaw it. And we're just sort of surfing around their website here, looking at the kind of information that they have for people. And one of the claims on their site is that they don't the anti-abortion crowd is not a violent group. They've got it under their issues forum, the issues area, the urban legends. This is their response to the claim that pro-lifers are violent people. Unfortunately, a small handful of people have taken the law into their own hands. All reputable pro-life groups, including American Life League, unequivocally reject violence as a means of achieving the goal of eliminating abortion. What? Pro-life people have also been the victims of violence, but such events are rarely reported by the mainstream media.
I would say they're absolutely proponents of violence because they're proponents of laws to prevent abortion. Meaning,
not violence when it's a law, Torgo.
Well, no, it's not violence when the law is made. It's violence when someone enforces that law with a gun, however, and they'd be all about it. As a matter of fact, if they knew of abortions taking place once that law is in effect, they would call people with guns to come to you.
Correct.
Yeah, I would say they're really anti-violence.
It sounds to me like they endorse violence. They just won't come out and admit it.
Well, they probably don't really understand it. It's sanctioned violence.
Right. We don't advocate us committing the violence. We advocate
the police.
We advocate you paying people to commit violence upon you.
Mm-hmm. Right. The abortion interdiction squad, if you will.
Right, exactly.
Also, here's one of their action alerts, by the way. This is one of the things they're trying to promote out there by calling congressmen, that sort of thing. They actually have a human life amendment that they want to add to the U.S. Constitution, which says, the paramount right to life is vested in each human being from the moment of fertilization without regard to age, health, or condition of dependency. They say, if adopted as an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, these words would permit states to enact and enforce laws to prohibit abortion. It would also permit Congress to adopt laws that protect the preborn. Because, yes, it sure is the business of the federal government to decide whether or not you can have children or whether or not you can control your body. I mean, the drug war certainly proven that it's their business.
You know, as silly as things get with our government and as ridiculous as they can be, especially, you know, I mentioned this to you guys on a break, but the FDA, you know, shooting down a vaccine against HPV because it would, oh, if there was a vaccine that could prevent what causes cervical cancer, then that would just be condoning sex, premarital sex.
Yeah, of course it would. It would
right.
be absolutely.
But even
that.
When they get that ridiculous, I don't see our government putting those words in our Constitution.
No, I don't. I don't.
You know, here's the silly thing is this is how dumb these people are. Hey, if we outlaw condoms, people are going to make their own latex condoms at home.
Yeah.
There's going to be a cottage industry of latex underground.
Right, exactly.
Condom
people resorting back to the old Saran wrap trick.
I mean, please. Why? What kind of idiots are these people? I mean, that's how dumb they are.
These are people that believe that they can use the law to mold the world in the way they want it to be.
Well, just about everybody believes that.
Right. So it's just them applying that same silly belief system to their religious set of beliefs. And it's absolutely ludicrous.
It's applying their religious beliefs to the belief that you can control the law.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Johnson in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
I want to talk about their violence and their shirts. Their shirts are amazing.
I know. I was going to bring that up. I was looking at them on the break, like abortion holocaust.
Well, no. They've got one. They've got the I survived. It says on the front of the shirt, and on the back of the shirt says, over half of our generation has been wiped out. Pray to end abortion. And then they've got another one. They've got abortion.
Does it mention
America's hidden holocaust. Let me tell you, there are plenty of guys out there who, you know, have a little private time fun, and it's a holocaust every time. I'm telling you, if they're talking about violence, I mean, it's just an Armageddon every day.
Actually, I feel that I've been getting retribution for the holocaust, because every time I'm like that, I kill thousands of potential Germans.
Did they mention anything about 6.2 billion people on the planet? Did they mention that? I mean, I think we're doing okay. I don't think there's a holocaust occurring here.
50% of our generation has been wiped out.
We could have 12
Thank
billion.
God.
They'd be starving.
Can we bump that up to 60, maybe 70?
We have enough dumb kids around here. I've had enough.
But that abortion, you know, America's hidden holocaust shirt, I love the message on the back of it. Wouldn't it be better for a mother to have a baby in her arms than on her conscience?
Wouldn't it be better if we allowed people to choose?
So awful.
Johnson, did you have any other thoughts?
Absolutely. No, that's it. That's pretty much
I thought there was something else besides the shirts. You said something else. It was the shirts and something else.
Did you see their DVD section?
No, I did not.
Okay.
They have a DVD
section.
Silent Scream is the first thing that
That's the
see.
One I was looking at. The Silent Scream. Now everyone can see the truth. Basically, this is a first trimester abortion filmed via ultrasound with narration.
I don't know. The second one that I see there, though, is Hard Truth. And, again, they really need to look at that. You know, the hard truth is that every time somebody gets hard, the truth is that there's, again, another Armageddon.
Thanks for the call, Johnson. 800-259-9231. Well, they don't believe that human sperm is actually life. It has to meet up with an egg first. Right?
No, that's not true. If they're Catholic, masturbation is a sin.
Well,
because
if contraception is a sin, then in fact, Torgo's right. If contraception is a sin, then a condom prevents you know, 46 chromosomes from getting together, 23 and 23.
And so by spilling your seed not in the appropriate place, then you're preventing a baby from being created.
Or putting a rubber sheath in
I see.
You know, to prevent that, yeah. So, absolutely.
Gotcha. Right. I mean, there's a story from the Bible, you know, God told
Onan
to go forth and multiply, but he practiced birth control.
Well, I disagree with that particular analysis of the Onan story.
Well, this is right here on the American Life League's website.
Yeah, well,
they're
I disagree with their...
I want to hear what they have to say.
Okay. This is in their frequently asked questions where it says, well, the Bible permits birth control. They say, the story of Onan would seem to refute that. While God gave men and women free will, the consequences of poor choices run through the Bible, beginning with Adam and Eve. In short, God told Onan to go forth and multiply, but he practiced birth control. The penalty for his disobedience was death. The overall message of Scripture
is... loving God.
Yep. The overall message of Scripture is be fruitful and multiply, which is why the Catholic Church declares that artificial birth control is intrinsically evil, and why every Christian community agreed with that until the 1930s. But you had an argument against this, Mark.
Well, I believe that the... I can't remember precisely, but I believe that the story of Onan had to do more with Onan being told what to do. He had to marry his brother's wife or something like that, had sex with her, and he didn't want to, and he disobeyed what God said. So it wasn't about masturbating and spilling his seed. It was about disobeying what God said. God basically told him what to do. And if God tells you what to do and you don't do it, yeah, maybe you'll die. But that doesn't make it a sin to masturbate.
I understand that, but at the same time...
Let's call it self-pleasure.
Self-pleasure.
But at the same...
It's a specific term.
I know.
But at the same time, and while I can agree with that interpretation of the story in the Bible, you've got groups like this who are using that as their foundation for why they're pushing to ruin women's lives.
Is there somebody out there that actually agrees with this group, that actually thinks that we should outlaw all forms of contraception? If you're out there, I really want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that everything on our site is totally free. Now, what do we ask in return? Well, that you enjoy the show, first and foremost. And secondly, if you got an extra $3 a month, send it our way via the Amplifier program. In fact, if you don't have an extra $3 a month and you're willing to cut back on a cup of coffee, that's all it'll take. I mean, coffee's $3 a cup these days. So once per month, that's all we ask. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and you'll find out about all the details about the AMP program. You get perks as an amplifier. You get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forum, and more. And the point of it is, the point of AMP is advertise, market, and promote, to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, to get the message of freedom and liberty out there to more Americans and more people around the world via our internet version of the show at freetalklive.com. So again, get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com. We're still talking about the ALL, the American Life League. And again, just sort of exploring their website, this is a group that is not only anti-abortion, but they're also anti-contraception. These people do not want, these people want you to have sex and to have 0% chance beyond just random, you know, whether or not it things connect in the right way, to have a 0% chance of preventing a pregnancy. That's what they want. Because they want more babies. They want more children to be pumped out in the world. And I just think it's totally ludicrous.
I'd have to agree.
Not to mention the fact that they want to shove this law down people's throats and essentially create an anti-abortion hit squad. I mean, because if you're going to outlaw contraception, somebody's going to have to enforce that. We're going to have a war on contraception in America. That's what they're calling for. We're calling for contraband to be made out of condoms. And if you thought condoms were bad now, wait till you have the black market version. What's that going to be like?
Oh, my God.
You want to talk? I mean, some people have reactions to latex and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Who knows how many bad reactions you're going to get from the black market
condoms. You're going to be buying condoms that people made in their garage.
Yeah. Torgo,
but people will use them.
People will use them. People will now, at their homes, have a meth lab in one room and condoms in the other.
And the price of a condom will skyrocket from free, because you can get them for free in a lot of different places, to $20.
$20.
That'll be what
yeah,
it'll be.
About that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe 15 or so. So, we're continuing to explore this site. Torgo, you've come across something of interest.
Yeah, I found an article that really ties together their view, not just on abortion, but how they link abortion to birth control and why they're so against it here. It says, if you follow the news at all, you've probably heard the talk of Preven, the new emergency contraception pill. Birth control such as this has become society's answer to the rise in unexpected pregnancy. Many say abortions will decrease as we get better birth control methods on the market. Can the pill, Norplant, the IUD, Depo-Provera, and emergency contraception really decrease abortion?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Of course.
They say, not likely. One of the ways that these chemicals and devices work is to prevent the newly conceived human embryo from attaching to the lining of the uterus.
Okay.
Now, you may hear the inaccurate term fertilized egg used to describe this living human embryo. But once fertilization has taken place...
It's not an embryo, it's a zygote.
Yes.
Isn't it?
That is a zygote, yes.
There's no brain.
But once fertilization has taken place, there is no more egg. A new tiny person has been formed and is traveling on his or her way down the fallopian tube to enter and attach to the womb.
No, there is not a tiny person in there. Well, yeah, there's not.
Hold on. Yes, it's been formed, and at that point, it is...
A fertilized egg.
Right. It can grow into a person if it would like to. But if the mother has control of her uterine walls, and if she takes a drug so that the egg can't implant, then it's on its own to grow into a human, a little person.
But they're saying that mom should not have the control over their uterine wall status.
Yes.
Right.
Because
she says that this is what we call early chemical abortion. Mm. And most of the time, the mom is totally unaware that she was ever even pregnant. With the introduction of chemical birth control, abortion has not gone down. It's gone up.
Way up. Ludicrous claims.
But they say that's not the only problem with birth control.
Okay.
This is their moral issue with it. What birth control has done for our society is turn little babies into disposable objects. Pregnancy is no longer seen as a blessing, but a curse. Parents of large families are looked down upon instead of held in high esteem. Wait, so we're supposed to respect someone because they've had more children?
I don't get it.
The more babies you pump out, the better you are as a human being?
Ludicrous.
I have had 11 children. Well, then you should be our king.
He who has the most children shall rule.
Oh, God. We now place more value on getting big salaries, driving nice cars, and living in huge homes.
Is it virtuous to have a lot of children? And that's what they're suggesting here.
Well, the Bible says be fruitful and multiply. So the more babies you create, the closer to God you become.
So apparently
he with the most children should rule because he is the most divine among us.
I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it, though?
It's the craziest thing.
Oh,
I can grow the biggest goiter. I should be king.
Only if you were king of people who worshipped goiters.
Right? Stupid and weird.
I think that whether or not you have kids has absolutely no bearing on whether or not I'm going to give you respect.
That's because you're an atheist. You don't understand.
I guess not. I have an equal amount of respect for certain... I have an equal amount of respect for somebody that can handle four kids as somebody that wants to live their own life to their own rules by them, you know, on their own or with just a partner without having children. I don't understand that. And you know what? We're going to be working, Torgo, you're going to be working on getting this nut job, this Judy, who's in charge of this organization, possibly on the show.
Yep.
So we're working on that. But absolutely insane. Pro-life objectives. Here's what they want to do. This is what this group is after. They want to... emphasize the personhood of the child in the womb. We must be consistent in our actions and our message. We must ensure that educational and legislative efforts do not contradict or undermine the moral truth that all human beings are deserving of equal protection. But the problem is that not everybody agrees on when a person's actually a person. And I don't think anyone's ever going to come to an agreement. In fact, Johnson was pointing out that, and he never got a chance to get to this on the air, but he had some prep the other night, about this idea of a scientific consensus. And it was very interesting, because right now, what we're hearing from the press and some of these environmental organizations is that the debate is over. There is global warming. It is a consensus. Science has come to a consensus, and it's impossible, by the definitions of science, for science to ever come to a consensus. This is something that the activists are using, it's a term the activists are using to push their mantra onto people. And it's the same thing going on here. Eventually, they're going to be looking for some scientists to come to a consensus that life does indeed begin at conception. That's what these people would like to see, when in fact, no one will ever be able to come to an agreement on this. Period. So you're always going to have one group versus another group, this group trying to force their laws and their way of life on those of us that don't want to have anything to do with it, and if they're in the majority, or at least the majority of voters, if they're in the majority of voters, they're going to get their laws passed. And then we're going to have a war on consensual sex, essentially, without contraception.
Mm.
You know, how far would they go? I mean, they're saying that contraception is a bad idea. Obviously, this kind of group also agrees that having sex outside of marriage is a bad idea. They say they are emphasizing the destructive effects of the contraceptive mentality on the traditional family and on society as a whole. We must make known the statistical evidence that clearly shows the relationship between the practice of contraception and promiscuity, abortion, escalating rates of divorce. It's contraception that's causing divorces, according to these people. Increased incidence of venereal diseases. Yeah, that's caused by contraception, huh? Physiological and psychological damage to men and women.
I'd say they're psychologically damaged.
And so they're absolutely, then, of course, they're not going to get into it because this is all about celebrating life and stuff. But that also means they're against gays.
Mm.
Yeah, all of that means against gays because, well, that gay lifestyle is just about sex and never about babies. They can't have babies. So they're just sinners. They're awful sinners. And they're also attacking human procreation because for every gay couple, for every pair of gay men, that's two men that aren't making babies with women somewhere.
Yep.
They hate Mark.
Why am I gotta be the gay guy?
Why, huh?
And then they go to quote the after all of their pro-life objectives, and we've only shared two of them. But after all of them, they go on to quote the Declaration of Independence. You know, the part about we hold these truths to be self-evident.
All men are created equal.
All men are created equal, created with unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So they obviously are focusing on the whole life aspect.
Right. What about the pursuit of happiness?
Right. What about that part?
Yeah.
Because for me, pursuing happiness means that I want no chance of having children unless I absolutely want to. And these people want to prevent me from having access to the products and services that I would need. I would bet they would like to prevent vasectomies as well, unless you've had children. There are some people that have this mindset that you shouldn't get a vasectomy unless you've actually had one or two kids.
You don't have to use birth control to avoid having children. Just don't have sex till you want a kid.
That's their mentality.
Yep.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. How would you...